Farmers need disaster assistance. Hello, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Farmers here in Tennessee and many other parts of the country are hoping Congress will consider disaster assistance because of billions of dollars in losses to their crops from heavy rains this fall. Jonna Miller has more.
Many parts of the country have been hit with weather that's keeping farmers from harvesting their crops. American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist Tara Smith says the crop losses will be in the billions of dollars.
Well, I think the biggest problem area we've seen so far this year has been in the Delta region, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. But harvest isn't over in a lot of places yet, so I don't think we'll know the full magnitude of the problem until after December.
Parts of the Midwest are in the same situation, and Smith says many farmers will need help to stay in business.
The longer a crop sits in a field, the more opportunity there is for something bad to happen to that crop. So certainly getting the crop out of the field sooner is the preference of farmers.
Lawmakers in the House and Senate are working on legislation to provide disaster assistance for farmers whose counties are declared primary disaster areas by the Department of Agriculture.
Ad hoc disaster assistance is always an uphill battle. Given the current budget constraints that we have, it's going to be even more difficult to get that assistance out the door.
The new Farm Bill did provide for some disaster assistance relief, but Smith says the rules for that program haven't even been written yet and would exclude a lot of farmers out there.
The package that was in the Farm Bill was supposed to provide farmers with a small part of the difference between their hopeful revenue on the farm for the year, their insured revenue on the farm for that year, and what they actually ended up taking home at the end of the day. If you don't have a strong insurance package available for your crop or available in your region, giving you coverage based on what you insured isn't a terribly productive exercise.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Here in Tennessee, still awaiting word from the Secretary of Agriculture on Governor Bredesen's disaster declaration request for 16 counties. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.